643 1320 WILS. Let's talk some more about what's happening here with the media and just how biased it may be becoming. Robert Bluey with us. He is a conservative blogger. He's also the vice president of publishing for the Heritage Foundation and the editor-in-chief of the Daily Signal. Robert, great to have you on WILS.
It's great to be with you.
Yeah, quite a story. We had Lucian Wintridge just on. He talked about how the older folks there in the briefing room in the White House really are upset with seeing this young generation there. What do you make of that dynamic yourself?
Well, this is nothing new. I mean, you have these legacy publishers, the New York Times, Washington Post, the major news networks. They didn't like it back in 2009 when there was a new wave of journalists coming into the briefing room. But they, I think, are really upset about what's taking place now, because not only do you have new faces in the briefing room itself, but Sean Spicer has reached out and is inviting people who live outside of the Washington Beltway to come in via these Skype. And prompted some anger.
Well, what is that doing in terms of the type of journalism we're getting out, bringing in these new voices? Is it really changing the dynamics?
Well, what it's doing is it's introducing different topics and questions that the pack of journalists who typically go to these briefings would ask the White House. And so what you'll notice if you watch one of Sean Spicer's briefings is they all tend to cluster as a pack and follow on each other's questions. I mean, they're notorious for doing this. And I think what happens if you have people coming in from Michigan or Arizona or other parts of the country, they're probably talking about issues that are more closely connected to that local community and not the bubble that sometimes forms in Washington, D.C.
Now, I know one of your concerns is the bias we're seeing in mainstream media. How do you think the mainstream is going to begin to respond as these voices are become more and more prominent, these opposite voices?
Well, at the Daily Signal, we are quite upfront and transparent about the fact that we are a conservative news organization. We're affiliated with the Heritage Foundation. You have people who don't like that. I think that the quote-unquote mainstream media would be better off if they were transparent as well. Oftentimes, and this is proven to be true in numerous elections, but just taking the most recent presidential election, an overwhelming number of journalists donated to Hillary Clinton compared to Donald Trump. And I think that a lot of them are biased.
What do you think in terms of their view of themselves? How do you think they evaluate their own reporting?
Oh, well, they often throw up the objective label for their reporting. They don't think that they are biased in the least. They maintain the sense that they are presenting the news in a way that is fair to President Trump. But I think any casual observer recognizes that the story selection or photo selection, word choices, all sorts of different factors that come into play, there really is a bias here.
Yeah, well, and I guess you could do that with really any president. You can take a story one way or the other. When you look at something like story selection, how do you weed out bias when it's something that subtle?
Take for instance, you brought up story selection. The president of the United States just tweeted a few moments ago, criticizing the fake news, as he calls them, for not covering this story about Podesta and the Russians that he says Fox News has given coverage to. So I think it's one of those things where you go back to the budget rollout, and all of these journalists were asking questions about Meals on Wheels and the fact that the Trump administration was going to cut this program and all these poor individuals would be out of luck. And then a few days later, the truth comes out, but they bury that story in the inside pages, or they don't cover it all on the news networks. And those are examples of bias.
Let me ask you, Robert Bluey with us, by the way, editor-in-chief of the Daily Signal. This is WILS. So when you sit down with your staff, and you say you're a conservative outlet, so are there stories where you shy away from them because they may, they may put President Obama, let's say, in a good light, or may put Democrats in a good light, that kind of thing?
Not necessarily. I mean, look, we just went through this battle on health care where you had Republicans clearly divided. You had conservatives and moderates opposed to this Obamacare replacement bill. I think that that's one of the stories where it's incumbent upon us to show all voices. I mean, you want to represent fairly what Speaker Ryan is saying, as well as conservatives.
And do Democrats willing to talk to you, though?
Oh, yeah. They certainly are. In fact, Keith Ellison, who was in the front running to be the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, retweeted one of our stories last week. So there's clearly a desire, I think, even on the part of Democrats to try to reach out to the new voices, because they recognize that the so-called mainstream media, it doesn't necessarily treat them fairly, particularly if you come from the Bernie Sanders camp. I mean, you saw the same thing play out with Hillary Clinton and some of the bias that favored her and cast a negative light on Bernie Sanders during the primary.
Even with all the bias right now, especially with Trump in office, ratings are going through the roof for all the outlets, including mainstream media, of course. Do you think that encourages them to continue or even go further in reporting negatively?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's just obsessive coverage on Trump. And, I mean, you saw this during the election as well with the ratings. I mean, news networks just focusing almost 24/7 on what the president is doing. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a strong desire from Americans of all political beliefs to follow what's happening in the White House, because it has been such an unconventional presidency. This has been an unconventional election, and now you have President Trump who's doing things on a daily basis that are kind of upending Washington, D.C. People are interested in what's going on.
Yeah. And what about the reporting itself? Do you think something about the negative tone of it is getting people to want to listen and watch more?
Yes, I mean, because if you are a hardcore liberal and you're turning into MSNBC, I'm sure that you're looking for people it's what they call confirmation bias. You're looking for people who probably share your same political beliefs, and that's why you may have more conservatives who watch Fox, liberals who watch MSNBC and CNN. But you know, at the end of the day, I think that people can recognize bias. I mean, even if you're a liberal, I think you can acknowledge that there are journalists who are biased against President Trump or told positive stories about President Obama. I mean, let's be transparent about it.
One last thing. Do you think the Wall Street Journal, are they a biased news outlet?
Well, certainly on the news side, I mean, the Wall Street Journal editorial page is clearly conservative or probably more accurate to say Republican. They don't always take conservative points of view. But their news reporters, that's how in a recent situation that we found ourselves in with the White House press pool, it was a Wall Street Journal reporter who came after us, and he said he accused us of being partisan and really not belonging. We shouldn't belong to the White House press pool. Right. So there are individual reporters there who, yes, I would say, do have a liberal bias.
It's Rob Bluey. He is the editor in chief of the Daily Signal, associated with the Heritage Foundation. Rob, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you.